Hello, this is Terry Cheek, pastor of Calvary Baptist Church in Marion, North Carolina. I want to thank you for choosing our broadcast, and my prayer is that it will be an encouragement to your walk with the Lord. Comments or questions can be directed to me via the link on our sermon audio page. Now, on to your selection. Hello, I'm Terry Cheek. You're listening to Crisis and Concern for July 16, 2016. Welcome to a program that addresses current events and their solutions as found within God's Word. Call your family, friends, and church members. Tell them the latest Crisis and Concern podcast is posted for immediate download at sermonaudio.com/Pastor Terry, and we're also available on iTunes as the Inspiring Word podcast. On today's program, we're going to discuss fear. America and the world are caught in the grip of fear. From recent memory, we can look at the news and reflect, and we can see the suffering of the loss of life across America, across all 50 states. And we can also see it worldwide in Italy, France, and Turkey, just as an example. Much of this has been Islamic terrorism, and for the small amount that hasn't, it is no less disturbing. All acts of violence and despair come from a well-known source, Satan. I'm not trying to spiritualize these events, but in all sincerity, they come from evil, and evil comes from Satan. We must bring ourselves to this realization. We must come out of the vacuum, that we are living in, where we've got seem to have our head stuck in the sand, and we're not willing to realize the seriousness of the problems that we face. Satan loves to influence mankind through fear. Do you realize the word fear, along with all of its associated words, are mentioned 400 times in our Bible? That's an amazing number. Now, admittedly, not all of them are relating to Satan, yet we cannot ignore how susceptible we are to fear. As a Christian, and when I use the word Christian, I'm referring to the body of Christ, those who have been born again of the blood of Christ, those who are regenerated. The Christian life should not be founded upon fear. True, we live this side of eternity and in a world marked with depravity. There will always be fear surrounding us. We will be living among it. However, we should not be allowing it to consume our life. Let's look in God's Word, and let's find a couple of examples which describe to us the consequences of letting fear dictate our lives. I'm looking in Acts chapter 13. We read of the Apostle Paul, Barnabas, and his cousin John Mark. John Mark had witnessed the Lord's miracle release of the Apostle Peter from a Jerusalem prison, and he was impressed. John Mark wanted to be part of spreading God's word. Only John Mark failed to see the fear that could be imposed on God's children by the devil and by the devil's crowd. Mark went on mission with Paul and Barnabas. They left and they found themselves on the Isle of Paphos. There they encountered a sorcerer named Elymas. This man viciously opposed the preaching of God's word. Paul rebuked him in the name of the Lord, and through supernatural means, Elymas became blind. Mark, because of fear, left the group when they left Paphos, when they left heading to Pamphylia. Mark abandoned Paul and Barnabas. Mark suffered a great deal of humiliation for a very long time. Mark even hid. And we didn't hear from him in Scripture for quite a while. And then when we did, Mark wanted to go back, and Barnabas wanted to take him back, but Paul said no. And the circumstances of Mark's abandonment led to a division between Paul and Barnabas. And it was because of fear. Fear, if we allow it, will come not only between us and our service to the Lord, but it will also affect the lives of other Christians that are close to us. Paul partnered with Silas, and Barnabas took Mark under his care. And eventually, Mark under the teaching of the Apostle Peter, found that fear could be overcome. Remember Peter? Peter himself failed to fear. Remember the rooster and the crowing three times at the crucifixion of Christ? Peter left humiliated. He left ashamed. Peter found himself feeling like he had abandoned the Lord. Well, the Lord, we know, called Peter back into his service. We know the Lord forgave Peter, and we know the Lord restored Peter. And it was through the testimony of Peter that I personally believe that Mark found restoration into God's service. And you know, that's where the Christians should find themselves today, restored and living in God's service. That is what we call faith. We should find ourselves living by faith, not fear. We are the light and the salt of the world. If the Lord isn't the greatest influence in our life, how are we going to be a witness to those who have no hope? Folks, we will experience fear. The Christian will experience fear. I do, you have, and all of us will again in the future. Yet the saint of God has the Lord. Through the Holy Spirit, the Lord lives within our hearts. We must not lose sight of this. In this hour, the political parties will try to influence you with fear. The financial markets will use fear against you. ISIS will use fear. Criminals will use fear. Those who seek to reshape society and culture will use fear. These are only a few examples of the many who will manipulate fear for their gain. And unfortunately today, we have some that are standing in pulpits who will use fear to manipulate people. Yet above all this, Christian, we have faith. And when I talk about faith, it reminds me of two pieces of Scripture. First, from the book of Exodus, Moses has led the Hebrews out of Egypt. Pharaoh is pursuing, and fear is beginning to take hold of the Hebrews. Moses tells them in Exodus 14:13, "And Moses said unto the people, Fear ye not, stand still, and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will show to you today. For the Egyptians whom ye have seen today, ye shall see them again no more forever." Imagine what that done to their faith. To hear God say, "Take a good look at them, because you will see them no more. After today, they will be gone forever. The fear will be gone forever." God will take care of his people. And God will do it in his time. Not in your time or my time, but he will do it in his time. Next, second, the Lord himself told his disciples before he ascended into heaven, as we read in John chapter 14, verses 1 through 4, "Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may also be. And whither I go, ye know, and the way ye know." Isn't it a blessing to know today, if you're saved and you know your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life, you know where you're going to go, and you know how you're going to get there. You're going to get there through Jesus Christ. Well, I chose to discuss fear on this broadcast because I see fear not only gripping our nation, but also gripping the church. Among those who are lost without knowing Christ, I understand how they can fear. But the church should not be so shaken. It should not be so shaken that it can no longer function. We have joy and we have assurance of salvation. We need to focus upon that. We need to place all of our faith, all of our hope, everything that we have in the joy and the assurance of salvation. Look up, church. Your redemption draweth nigh. Live by faith, not fear, and experience the salvation of the Lord. I hope this broadcast has been a blessing of encouragement and enlightenment. Our desire is to reach as many people as possible, and to accomplish this, we desperately need your help. Not your money, just your help. By sharing our podcast with others, you will help us share God's Word around the world. I serve the Lord as a pastor who loves God, a pastor who leads His church, a pastor who proclaims God's Word. Will you help us by telling others about the inspiring Word? You can find us by reading the Blue Ridge Christian News, by visiting sermonaudio.com/Pastor Terry, or through the iTunes podcast, The Inspiring Word. Thank you, and until next time, may God keep you firmly in His grip.